Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A pair of grassroots activists from Israel are visiting Chicago this week to talk about the realities of the war on the ground in Gaza. Angela Matar and Itamar Avneri are with Standing Together, a grassroots movement that opposes Israel's right-wing government and Hamas. At two local events, they will present a vision for a just peace, one that does not displace Palestinians or Jews. Avneri says international support for a ceasefire is critical.
We need the people in North America and around the world to understand and to demand their politicians, their leaders, to do something in order to stop what's going on.
Matar and Avneri will speak at the First United Methodist Church in Evanston tonight and at the Cam Isaiah Israel Congregation in Hyde Park on Wednesday. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is on a lobbying trip to Springfield this week. Johnson was mum on details about his actual schedule for his Springfield trip this week.
We're going to meet with people to discuss our agenda.
But, spoiler alert, there's no big ticket item on Johnson's wish list. His team is pushing for some small revenue increases here and there, like reversing changes to the state's telecommunications tax and a corporate revenue tax. Notably, Johnson is not going to push for a change to the state's pension law that requires the city to pay non-teacher CPS employee pensions. That's been a big sticking point between the city and CPS, but Johnson says that conversation is ongoing at the city level. A new Northwestern University study credits singing for improving the mental and physical health of some older adults. My colleague Claire Lane has more.
That Sounds Good Choir. They worked with scientists who compared two groups, a weekly sing-along series of familiar tunes, and a structured choir with rehearsals leading to a virtual concert. About 87% of singers said their well-being improved, even without meeting in person. Study lead Dr. Borna Banaktapur says for people with neurocognitive disorders, music is another way to express themselves.
It's one of the last things that goes away in dementias. And if we communicate with patients through music, or they can express themselves in music, they can regulate their emotions better without being able to talk about it.
He also says singing improves lung capacity and posture. A handful of concerts kick off this week. Claire Lane, WBEZ News.
Chicago's Doc 10 Film Festival is celebrating its 10th anniversary. Each year, organizers of Doc 10 carefully curate a list of 10 films to feature. The fest has a reputation for selecting docs that get shortlisted for Oscars. Here's filmmaker Elizabeth Lowe talking about her documentary, Mistress Dispeller.
It's about this new industry that's emerged in China, where if you find out your spouse is cheating on you, you can hire this woman called a mistress dispeller to infiltrate your family and kind of influence them to end the affair of their own accord.
Doc 10 opens with a celebration at Smart Bar on Wednesday. Some more things you should know today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sharply criticized fellow Democrats on Sunday for not doing enough to oppose President Donald Trump. Pritzker delivered the keynote address at the New Hampshire Democratic Party's McIntyre-Shaheen 100 Club dinner. It's the latest and most high-profile in a series of speeches this year. While Pritzker continued to attack Trump, he also focused on what he says are shortcomings in his own party, assailing Democrats for listening to, quote, a bunch of know-nothing political types, instead of everyday Americans. Nonprofits based in Northwest Indiana are getting hit hard. The loss of federal grants from the Trump administration are forcing many to try to make up the difference elsewhere. These include food banks, nonprofit newsrooms, and groups that provide meals to seniors and scholarships to high school students. Starting today, the State Street Bridge downtown will be closed for construction. Work on the bridge over the Chicago River is scheduled to close State Street in both directions between Wacker and Kinzie until mid-November. Today's weather is going to be partly cloudy and windy, with a high of 81 degrees. Tonight, we're expecting a chance of rain and a low of 67. Tomorrow should be cloudy and breezy, with a high of 72. And that's it for the show. If you like The Rundown, please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.